Animals injure millions of people around the world every single year, and hundreds in America alone will lose their lives as a result of wild animal attacks. In today's post, we'll be sharing a brief summary of Dr. Joseph Forrester and colleagues' summary and analysis of the CDC's animal-related fatality statistics from 1999 until 2007. The official paper is titled Fatalities from Venomous and Non-Venomous Animals in the United States, 1999 to 2007. But before sharing with you the top 10 deadliest creatures in the world, we have to share some honorable mentions. First of all, mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are considered the deadliest creatures in the world, especially in hot developing nations in Africa, Asia, and South America. Malaria alone kills a million people every single year, and that is transmitted primarily by mosquitoes. So even though mosquito bites inherently will not kill you or probably even cause an allergic reaction, the diseases such as malaria and a wide variety of other illnesses that are transmitted as a result of mosquitoes ends up causing mosquitoes to be considered some of the deadliest creatures in the world. However, in the United States of America alone, the deadliest creature is not the mosquito because we have a cooler climate and less instances of mosquitoes biting us, but the deadliest creature is actually technically deer, as they cause many car accidents every single year which result in human fatalities. For example, someone might be driving in a forested area, a deer jumps out in front of them, they swerve across, and that is that. Now for the rest of this post, we will be more strictly focused on animal attacks, as deer cause fatalities in association with motor vehicles, and mosquitoes cause death as a result of spreading disease. So what are the 10 deadliest groupings of creatures in what order? Well, the 10th deadliest is crocodiles and alligators. These attacks are the least common of all of these categories, but when they get a hold of you, it can be very difficult to fight back. In areas such as Florida that have American alligators, it is highly advised to avoid water. You can rather easily run away from alligators on land, but inside the water, it's quite difficult to battle with an alligator. We've also previously made posts on how to deal with alligators, so you can check out our YouTube channel or blog to find that. Number 9 is marine animals. These are creatures which are found in the ocean, and the major creature that causes marine animal attacks would be sharks. The 8th deadliest grouping of creatures is venomous snakes and lizards. Luckily for us Americans, we don't have too many of these venomous snakes and lizards, but in some areas, particularly southern United States, they do have these creatures and also in desert areas. Number 7 is venomous arthropods. Now this is a strange one. These are not spiders, not scorpions, centipedes, snakes, or lizards. These are creatures such as fire ants. For example, fire ants in the south can cause fatalities to those that are very old or very young. The 6th deadliest grouping is venomous spiders, and venomous spiders cause several deaths every single year. Number 5 is non-venomous snakes and lizards. So this category excludes alligators, venomous snakes, and venomous lizards, and unfortunately the CDC data is not too clear here. It would seem that these fatalities are mainly a result of being bitten to death or crushed by some kind of creature. For example, having a snake tie itself around your neck. Number 4 is non-venomous insects or invertebrate. So once again, the CDC unfortunately did not list a common list of offenders. However, we hypothesize that this category may have included mosquitoes, as these creatures are not venomous but may have helped to transmit deadly diseases. Again, unfortunately, the CDC data is not too clear. The 3rd deadliest grouping of wild creatures is dogs. This is kind of surprising, but every year the United States loses $1 billion as a result of injuries and death due to dog attacks. And 34% of all deaths caused by dogs occurred in children under the age of 4, where the victim is typically the owner or related to the owner in some kind of a close way. And so the dog is pretty much owned by the family and then kills the baby, whether intentionally or not. In America, 885,000 people require medical attention every single year as a result of some kind of dog bite. This could be everything from a deadly attack from a wild dog to just like a light bite from a random dog. Most dog bites, of course, don't result in fatality, but some dogs are quite aggressive, and in the case of young children, the owners can find themselves being victims. The second deadliest grouping of wild creatures is hornets, wasps, and bees. These yellow buzzers can kill anyone that is allergic to them. Now, in rare cases, hornets or wasps will chase down someone and sting them to death hundreds of times. However, 80.9% of hornet, bee, and wasp fatalities came from men, and 93.1% of those deaths were over the age of 35. Regardless, if you have an allergy to these types of creatures, it's especially advised to stay away. The deadliest type of creature in the United States of America was once again unclear from the CDC, but it's a grouping that they have called other mammals. And again, they're not too clear. It seems like they kind of just lumped every single other creature together. Hundreds of fatalities alone, for example, are caused every single year by horses and cows, likely as a result of getting trampled or suddenly attacked or misdealing with them if you are a farmer or the friend of a farmer. But other creatures such as raccoons and skunks can cause fatalities by, again, transmitting deadly diseases such as rabies. So in short, the CDC data for wildlife and pest fatalities is unclear and unsatisfactory despite having a lot of data. They quite frankly didn't do the best job breaking it down which creature is the most deadly, so we will be revising this content in the future. However, we do know for our own research that some of this might not even be 100% accurate. For example, you may not have realized, or maybe you did, that bears were not on this list of 10 creatures. And neither were moose attacks, with moose attacks actually being deadlier than bear attacks. It is possible that they were lumped into a larger category, such as other mammals. However, we don't really feel like horse and cow fatalities can really measure up to bear fatalities, as the instance of attack and situation through which an attack is experienced is a lot more different, obviously speaking. So one huge risk factor for wildlife or pest infestation or fatality would be a result of these creatures trying to infest your home. For example, a wild raccoon may try to infest your home attic to raise its young and survive the winter, and if this happens, they will become extremely aggressive, causing damage to yourself and also your home. So if you think that you have a wildlife or pest related problem, be sure to contact us by calling 855-WILDLIFE or visit our website at wildlifexcm.com for a free inspection report as well as more information. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.